besides the man who's being married, you know, to her, the man.
Well, of course, he's the best man for the groom, but he would be by the bride.
Right.
He'd be by the best man, by the
groom. I mean by the groom, right. Yeah, let's say that, yeah, the groom.
Yeah.
Other terms for that? Or any old fashioned?
He stood up for me. Mm-hmm. I use that quite frequently. He stood for me.
And the girl that stands up with the bride is the?
Maid of honor. Or? A number of names for other attendants, but maid of honor is the principal one.
A noisy burlesque band playing that comes round to the house after a wedding is a...
Chivalry? Well, at old times, gosh, they don't have chivalries, but these days when I was young, they give chivalries to... You don't give chivalries to people after they're married. You give a chivalry to a man who's married a second time. You don't give them to her when they're first married.
Is there any Menorca terms for that?
I'm sure there would be. Yes, I'm sure, because that's an old custom that the native people used to do all the time. They'd give a chivalry, they'd take pans and beat them and make noise and all sorts of things. They'd come in the house and they'd bring food and they'd eat it and drink. But they would give a man who was married a second time, he'd get a chivalry. But the first time, no. You just said when you get married, isn't that your question?
Yeah.
Well, I think chivalry is, would really only apply, or the name chivalry applied to a person who's married before. I don't believe it's...
You ever hear the word sansa rasa?
Sansa, no, that's probably a Menorcan word. Sounds like Cockerbot talking, just like he tickles it, he enjoys it. Caramba, and he talked about Kuntra, and
what's
Nobilera. Kuntra, you go, when I was young, whenever my father and mother would pay their monthly bill at the grocery store, we'd always try to go with them because the man would give us Kuntra. Some cakes or cookies or candy. It's Kuntra. That's definitely a Menorcan word.
Any other names do you happen to know for that?
No, that's a good thing called a Kuntra.
Okay, and then let's say also, you might be somewhere and then you came back and you would say, let's say you were up in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Let me see, right, I won't forget that one. I messed that up. Now you might say, he blanked the Browns. He lives blank the Browns.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
He lives near the Browns.
Or if they're far away, you would say...
He lives across town from the Browns, or he lives far away from the Browns. He lives in...
Mm-hmm. He lives on the other side of a mountain or something?
He lives on the other side of the river from the Browns.
If they, let's see. Okay, let's say if there was trouble at a party and the police came and arrested. Like, you know, they came and the police came in and they stormed in a house somewhere and they arrested.
Everybody or arrested?
And what would other words that you would say for that? Or, you know, in other words, you would say they came in and arrested everybody they could arrest. What would you call a group of, let's say that wrong one. What would you call everybody? Other term.
Arrested the whole group?
Mm-hmm.
Arrested everybody.
Mm-hmm.